For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump in Missouri Friday night urging voters at a rally in Springfield to support Republican candidates this November. The crowd roared as the president spoke about the nation's surging economy and soaring stock prices.
We are finally rebuilding our nation, and we are doing it with American grit and skill and pride.
Thursday, the president signed a historic multi-billion-dollar Veterans Affairs spending bill before a rally in Las Vegas. A week after Florence dumped some 3 feet of rain on the Carolinas, swollen rivers are still causing flooding. Providing an update on recovery efforts Friday, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster said about 200 roads remain closed.
Rain that fell on South Carolina, but also that fell in parts of North Carolina, is coming down into our river systems.
He calls it a continuing transportation nightmare. Many of the rivers in South Carolina have not yet crested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
After days of restraint, the president is no longer holding back, attacking the credibility of the woman accusing his Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault. Trump mentioned Christine Blasey Ford by name, suggesting she should have come forward years ago. The president's comments sparked outrage among female politicians, including Republican Senator Susan Collins.
I was appalled by the president's tweet. We know that allegations of sexual assault are one of the most unreported crimes that exist. So I thought that the president's tweet was completely inappropriate and wrong.
Dozens of women who either dated or were friends with Brett Kavanaugh in high school came to his defense Friday, saying the judge would never do what he's accused of doing.
Brett is a person of honor and a person of strong moral character. He is a good husband, a good father. He's been a strong mentor to many of us and a fair boss.
Former political director for President George W. Bush, Sarah Fagan. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
During a stop in Missouri Friday night, President Trump talked about his administration's controversial decision to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. The president says he was called by kings, queens, presidents, and prime ministers, all begging him not to do it.
I was called by virtually every leader in the world. People were calling me, and they said, please don't do it, please don't do it, please don't do it. And I got a little bit tired of trying to be nice. So the last week, I just didn't take their calls.
Mr. Trump's visit to Missouri comes after the New York Times reported that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein allegedly suggested secretly recording the president and invoking the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. Rosenstein calls the story inaccurate and factually incorrect. This could be Bill Cosby's last weekend of freedom. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A sentencing hearing for the legendary comedian begins Monday in a Philadelphia suburb after Cosby was found guilty in April of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer at his home in 2004. The sentencing hearing is expected to last 2 days. The 81-year-old Cosby could be sentenced to anything from probation to house arrest to several years in prison.
A New York City woman is in custody after police say she stabbed 5 people, including 3 newborn babies, at an unlicensed daycare. It happened in the Flushing section of Queens early Friday. All 5 are recovering. The suspect, a 52-year-old employee of the daycare, was found unconscious in the basement, bleeding from self-inflicted wounds to her wrists. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.